this rainbow colored race on it, like Goethe did it in his time. Experience, hardship, enemies, friends, event after event. Such is the world evolution to open thine eyes and brain cells. No, that goes for you too, that goes for everyone. How do you like this?
Wonderful.
Huh?
Wonderful.
You think the people will like this? Now, is this thing written so one like to keep on reading?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's your idea, see?
Mm-hmm.
I showed this once to Bertha Anderson, see? I had to have her read, but she's not a writer, see? She's an intelligent girl. So then I asked her too, I said, you know, I was sometime in Meredith's meetings when she gave meetings to other women about writing. And I kept this in my mind, that it's, you should write it so you want to go to the next phase, to the next one.
Yeah,
okay. And this is that way. Well, she agreed with that too, that she liked to keep on reading. Could not so easy because I bring the verses of Faust into it. See,
mm-hmm.
That's not so easy.
No.
No. And the meaning, and the meaning, I don't do much writing about the meaning. But here now, for instance, let us read it to the end first. So the turbulent world, okay. Ludwig, you read in Faust, when Goethe saw a new world order coming, and he let Faust and Mephisto talk about it, period, yeah. Mephisto, who represented them, the old order, because Mephisto, he used Mephisto for all kinds of things. Sometimes he was a nice man, see, and sometimes he was a devil. And so in this particular case, Mephisto represented the old order. Faust old order. You can't follow this. Let Faust and Mephisto talk about it. Yeah. So Mephisto, who represented the old order, told Faust, because Mephisto didn't, he wanted to keep the old order, that's what he was interested in, so he told Faust. Oh, here's in German, doch werden sich Poeten finden, der Nachwelt deinen Glanz zu künden, durch Torheit zu entzünden, period. Translate now the text. Still, poets will be found who give your brilliant plan away. Plan of a new world, see? In later years. Through folly to inflame. So you be the poet in posterity. That's him, she meant me, see? So you'll be the poet about the devil and so. So you're going to be the one who gives the song away. No soul will ever have written a meaning like this one, period. More stores than one, but the main store.
What did you sell?
We were always in. I think we had 5-6 stores one time.
You did?
Well, someone went bankrupt. The girl stole too much in them, see? The girl stole just as much as they do today, see? In those days. Well, anyway, so in comes a woman and asked me, my name was Mr. Rowell. Yeah, Mr. Rowell, all right. I says, who are you? Well, her name was so-and-so, I forgot that now again. Well, she asked me if I married Jenny Sturz, S-T-E-R-Z. That was her mother's name. Yeah, I said, I married Jenny. Well, I don't know today now, I don't even know the reason if she wanted to. But that wouldn't have helped to anybody because I had married Jenny. A maid in the house of her mother when Jenny was a baby. And there she told me that she had been operated on. And it is, well, what's the name for that again?
Mastoid?
Yeah, mastoid. And I had already found out about that because we had been married about a half year or so. We had no children in Germany. I had to be careful with her anyway because I don't know why. She was not crazy about sex. See? And I don't think I ever touched her even for a year. Just like two sweethearts, two little friends, see? And he was made here in America, Walter. Well, anyway, and because wife and probably was scared anyway, because one morning we got up and we slept well in one bed. We had nice furniture there, see? So she got up. And finally I got up, and then she was already standing before the looking glass and pulling some cotton out of her ear, I thought. And I was always interested in health, you understand? And of course Jenny didn't. She did not. She was a nice looking girl. Whole body was growing nice. And I got a picture from her yet, see, and healthy and happy. Didn't know anything wrong with her. So, here she pulls cotton out of the ear. Naturally, I go near her, see, and ask her, what's the trouble, since you got cold in the ear? And lo and behold, you see, I had this operation. See?
Mm-hmm.
Like that scar there?
Mm-hmm.
So, she still had her hair bundled up like that. You know? Bundled up like that so I could look behind the ear immediately. So here I see behind that ear, like this one here, is a hole you could stick your finger into it. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I still the world over and come again. Now the world over. Looked at it, took it for a tragedy, let it go at that, and went home. Now that's the way it's always being done anyway. You look at the picture and go home, see? And I was going to write something else that is not important right now. The world over. Looked at it, took it for a tragedy, let it go at that, and went home. Come, poor period. Yes, Goethe wrote it that way. Because with his eyes and brain, he seen nothing but tragedy throughout the race's evolution. The whole thing was a tragedy. The way we grow up through ages and ages.
Are you hungry?
Hmm?
Hungry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Lunch is ready. Uh-huh.
reading and I knew you were about it. And so is Goethe. Goethe's second part, see, in the first part is not, it's just that love story, see. But in the second part, there is what goes. He talks about that in Jeff. He tells it later on. Part. So in the second part, and so Goethe himself, in the second part of Faust, is breathing a new order. Wagner, little son in the glass. Did you read that? Did you read that far? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he told Mephisto, not so loud. A man is being made here. So Mephisto asked him, oh, who the hell you got in the store hole there? You know, a love couple. Oh, not like that. Something new altogether, see? Oh, I got him in the bottle, on the stove. So this is my... I have to laugh about that too, you know. But I have read this ages ago, and then again and again, see? This stuff. For some time I made a joke out of it. When Faust was making love to Gretchen, to that nice little young girl. And then I didn't like that, so one evening, so he was after her. He wanted to sleep with her. He wanted her body. And then one time he asked, but female and male, they got to come together. That's what they're here for, isn't it? So, kann ich nie entstanden, hier am Busen hängen. Und Brust an Brust und Seide an Seide. Breast on breast and soul into soul. That's sex in the course, isn't it? So there you are. So, I'm coming to bringing in. Oh, Jenny is telling this now, see, whatever it is meant, the new order, see. So is Goethe's second part of Faust, breathing a new order, okay. Wagner's little son in the glass, Homunculus, bringing in Mephisto, in Mephisto's rash airship, Faust down to Hades to find Helena again, and goes down to the waters and join the elements again from which he came. Well, that's the way he died, or disappeared from the earth, he went back to the elements of which he had cooked them. Wagner cooked them out of them. Just like in a fire oven when you melt iron, see? Okay. Said that Goethe taught us such a thing. I have often wondered about that. And that just was the meaning. That something new is coming in this world all the time. That is the new order. For instance, in industry, now they're making things they can fly around in space. Yeah. They will not get there alive anyway. They can wait till they get into space when they throw the body away. No, they want to go in space now. They're full of baloney. This wisdom's last conclusion, and that is wisdom's last conclusion. Ursus' brand new order, period. Finally, the Faust Gretchen see again affair in higher spheres. All of this means changing the world's order. That's what she says here. So meanwhile, wars will continue. And with them now, air-spitting inventions, half of Earth's creatures will have to go back where they came from. Will this time not succeed? Contrary, she says again, they will just help build the new order. Look at Jenny. So there was Goethe's Mephisto again. Always, he says this, always will the bad, but always works the good. So, Jenny says that herself, because Mephisto had said that. Always will the bad, but always work the good. Goethe has a great meaning in this. Because they we involve both classes, see. You can put it later in your book, see, because I know what that is. So, so here now, Jenny, again, this is 5 now. Reading the last verse in Faust, oh, here it comes now. This is the main thing. The last verse in Faust. A swamp extends along the mountains, which poisons all so far achieved. That rotten swamp, I put rotten in there, I don't like that swamp either.
You put it in there.
Yeah, it's translated from him. That rotten swamp also to drain, the last would be the highest achievement. He wants to drain that swamp, see? Before he transforms. Jenny, speaking out of the part, the part of the first, and the meaning of it. This is just a part of it, more coming. In the feudal ages, well, let's say, in Gottenberger King time, the ever roving, robbing knights had their slaves build castles for them. First meaning is, a look in future better worlds. With their eyes, with the ever unrushing oceans, something altogether different is coming. The ruling class in castles above the murky swamps who throw their ages, who throughout the ages amuse themselves like the ocean waves. Yes, to this. Yeah, to this, to get the people free, to get the people on that paradise-like ground he got for them. Yes, he says, to this thought I am wholly devoted. This is certainly wisdom's conclusion. Only he deserves freedom and life. See, he's the girder of our oldest, who daily fights for him. And so lives surrounded by danger. Surrounded by danger. Here, childhood, man, and old man, their little fear. And such a throng I fain would see. Fain would see. And free ground the free people to stand. To the moment would I be allowed to say, ah, linger on, thou art so beautiful, the traces of my earthly being cannot in aeon perish. Am 28. August 1779 in Frankfurt am Main, Deutschland. Gestorben am 22. März 1832 in Weimar, Deutschland. Der berühmte deutsche Dichter, der Faust erschuf, den Spiegel der Weltentwicklung, World Evolution. So, einer der vielen Übersetzer vom Deutschen ins Englische hat folgendes gesagt. See, this is the translator who put it from English into German, see? From German into English. Die folgende Übersetzung hat eine gute Absicht. Hauptsächlich ist gemeint, den englischen sprechenden Leser,
yes,
der sich nicht sehr gut in der deutschen Sprache herausfindet, kann eine Idee von dem So now I see the new order. That's the situation now. Sometimes you can make a show out of this.
How you came to see the new order, huh?
Yeah, so okay. And it's a wonderful one of us. I talked to Kennedy. You talk all that out the way, dear Kennedy. As far as I am concerned, to me, you are this doomed last conclusion. I feel just like as if everything has been woke up in me from the brain down to the feet. Period. I believe everything you say, even your prophecy, that I would live long. I know it already then. Nobody killed me, and I always watched out for that. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live now. You see that too. From the band down and down. I believe everything, even your prophecy. You talked about my speaking. What about yours? It's about as elegant as Faust when he speaks to Helena. So Helena asked him that. Because he was from the northern language and she was a Greek language, see? That's on. Speaks about a beginning with. Oh, now I think my evolution is just beginning with you, Walter and Goethe. And honestly, what an influence one person can give to the other one. That is not only that I said that, I mean that for the whole race. See? Mm-hmm. And Goethe, how did we two meet? Here's not a period, is it? Mark. How did you meet? That we can have met anybody that too. Which corner of the universal space did we come from? Our life ray. Well, I will follow you the way you asked me to do. The book shall go to the people. So now, Jenny. She said. You begin to understand. It's easy, isn't it? If you know Goethe. And how interesting to study the writers of great masters of the human race. How Goethe could hide the meaning of his poem. Let the readers find out. He said, because Goethe said that just in the other book, to somebody, he had a speaking that a poet will stop to be a poet if he gives his secrets away. That was good. But Jenny said that he repeats that. A couple of more things, a couple of more things I will mention. The affair of the Faust Gretchen see again in higher spheres. Not at a dance. Now, who is this for me?
This is David, this is Charlie.
Come here, let's take hands. So I should find with you a little bit later, just wait a minute.
Oh,
this is a nice fella too. I love you right away I see you. Is he nice? Is he 12 years old? Wonderful. So, wait a minute, a higher sphere. Oh, not at a dance. Like she told Faust before, about the heading. The two girls had to be beheaded, see? Mess out here, didn't
it? Not at a dance. She didn't want to be beheaded at a dance.
And then she said, he wanted to save her. He was in the prison to take her out with Mephisto. And see, he could have done that, but she didn't want to pray. Well, what are they going to do? I feel guilty all the time, she said. And I wouldn't have no money. I take care of you. No, she said, there's nothing else for me than the grave. You bury me here next to my mother and stuff like that. So, we see each other again, but not at a dance. She meant in heaven. Not at a dance. So when she said that, you must remember. Wait a minute. Jenny, she keeps on here. So before her beheading, we meet again. So that is the affair in sphere. You must always remember that she tells me that now. Writing a book. Way later. That Goethe wrote his revolution. Faust poem. You must remember that. That Goethe wrote this evolution. Faust poem for the boys. See, that's why he said about his writing. So, to watch everything. What was going on Earth. See, that he had to watch everything. What was going on Earth. When he used a rather religious baloney, you know, with the M there, and the M there, when the sent to heaven, see? So then here comes another thing. This is not the one yet. Look, the man's house meaning, I told you. The man's house, I told you. The rest you will find as you go through the world, because you know that I have to go another 50 years, see? You will have to translate verses out of house from German into English. You only the verses which have to do with evolution. And do not write the English in the stage language. Now, that's the stage language. That's what you know. That book you have there. But that is pretty good. You know, I do some of them fairly well. You just copy them, but that. And that last verse there, about our America here. In 1940's January, can you understand this, honey? Can you understand this? Now, in 1940's January.
You know when January is? No.
I sent you to Hoboken. In New York. In July 1914, you come up with your horse and buggy. You got that? Pick me up at the railroad station in West Falls, New York. Well, I picture it. A year later, I gave you Walter. Walter was my son. I gave you Walter, period. You worked hard in Chicago with little pay, and that's true. Isn't that ever true? I took care of Walter. That's all she had to be, for the Lord. So we went along. Listen to this here, Richard. So we went along. But nevertheless, that's what she said now. We went along, but nevertheless. Leaving our Germany and go to a strange country means something. The whole American people came that way, you must remember.
Yep.
They all came. They went from one and then told me. So now she's going to say something to me. People have to translate it. And for why, when we talk to their own. Translate. Gone. Out of days of the road. He said, the more gentleman, I'm going to translate that to you. Master Heimat, Master Jesus. Master Charlton, Father. Woman Singh, Victorian leader. Woman Spish, Master
Charlton.
The roses?
All
make me cry. Father Heimat.
Roses, ye glowing ones, balsam bestowing ones.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one about the roses?
No, this is the German.
I know, but I'm reading the roses, ye glowing ones, balsam bestowing ones, fluttering, quivering, sweetness delivering, branching unblightingly, budding delightingly, bloom.
That's over here. About the roses. Now this roses, this is wonderful, and this, I can put this down the way it is here, see? Now when the chorus that this is his body or his soul, Faust's body, you know, soul, whatever it is. Chorus of the angels, they sing, you see. Roses, the glowing ones, and balsam, the stowing ones. Now that I can easily put that into this book. But let's finish this.
Paradise burying.
Read that first, it's nice. I was going to get it. Read that to both of us. In the town of the roses, gone out of the days of the roses. For us, gone out of the days of the roses. Like in the fall, when the roses start flattening, well, they're gone, you understand? This is poetry. So this is Johnny Bester. So then she says, Nachtigheimer must be read it. And that is translated like this. Nachtigheimer, thank you, Bruce. 2,000 miles. And that's translated like this. Native land, let me return to a cozy parlor house. Where one sings the old gay song. Where one speaks the dearest word. Dearest land, be thou be greeted from the far, far away. Be thou be greeted a thousand times. That is the song, see? And that is what Jenny, she would pray about. Luther, she said, whenever I think of this song, my whole being hurts me. My whole being hurts. How the human race has to suffer from time to time. Evolution drove us away from places we so dearly love into a strange soil where we have to throw new roots and still keep our heads with the spine beneath it upright. And the mirror of the soul smiling. The mirror of the soul we used to call the eyes, see? So the mirror smiles. So we still have to smile. All right, then let us sing. And not that the other song, she said. Let us sing. The other song. And that means the other song is this. Are you still here? In German it says, der Staat, wir sind nicht hier zu eigenem Krieg und Kram, die harte Arbeit steht von Lachen raus. Sie hier ist positiv und German was always for positive and no and negative. So Fried and Company, Kühnheit, Geschlecht. And translate, be strong, we are not here for idle play and dream. Give hard work and birds room. Flee from trouble. Boldness be your side. To be, that's that song, see? Now, that's the positive of how that. So, then Genesis up. Negative and positive. Goethe has got the first book full of it. Here I have Eckermann, Goethe conversation. Yes, it is for some of the other people. So, Goethe says, and Weimar Goethe, 29th, 1826. Goethe to Eckermann. I will make something clear to you. This goes for me and you, of course. You will find it correct for the rest of your life. All epochs and retrogression and distillation are subjective. On the other hand, or forward marching before has an objective direction, our whole present time is little aggressive on everything. On poetry and painting and all the way down the line. All striving terms. Right today, calling our epoch subjective. if our wars end with a revolution, then of course the face of our epoch would change. You get that? See? Into positive or negative. We didn't know, did we? 50 years ago, what did we know? We didn't know where we were going. So looking, now here's another one. This is the 70th, the last one of Marx. Karl Marx comes now, Karl Marx. So whatever we talk, now here we come again, Genesis. Well, Ludwig, whatever we talk about, how we say it, it's just between us. On the outside, the evolution comes along, like always. But look, what did I find today? Having my plate order, etc. The mailman throws the evening paper against the door. And what do you read? The revolution in the West. Well, he said. You know about that. You've never heard about that, right? So, first, I did not take much attention. Then more, I wanted to play again. I got to think, what kind of order is the revolution? To the Russians had. They had a revolution just a few months ago. And now, how far are they with that so-called crossroad war anyway? What do you think about it? No, that's what Jenny told me, see? And this is true, this is the truth of what we're doing here. So, I said, Jimmy, what shall we both think about a revolution in Russia? But just a minute. Do you remember Boris? That Russian student who had to leave Russia after the 1905 revolution? Always came to our store and bought fruit for his wife and baby. He said, was that ever a nice old fellow, that Boris? Why, he looked like Jesus Christ. He had a nice big head on all the time, and he had a nice beard like this down here, and over his nose a little bit, or below his nose. Yeah, and he was a doctor. He was a student. He was studying doctor. Well, anyway, so down here, he's from that Russia, Japanese war. Maybe that war almost ruined Russia at that time. And now they're in this war, they're ruined altogether. I said that, see? So, revolution last spring, and now in the fall again. The fall of 1917. Come on, let's remember that. I said then, see, because that's as far as I can call me no, see. Let's remember this, he said. Of one thing, I am sure, it will change the war picture. That I could see. Change the war picture, see, because now I cannot say much either. just have to wait and watch where it's going. We also have to find out who's running this Russian Revolution. That's what she said. Running this revolution. Because we have been all attacking talking about Mexico and South America, they have revolutions every election here and stuff. We have been talking about that. We always were talking about things, you see, Jenny and I. So here is something, you know. She says, who's running this revolution? Boris talked once in a while about this bearded fellow, Marx, and his book, Das Kapital. I read it, she said to him. I read it. Now, if that man's teaching is running this revolution, I am sure, Lupus, she said to him, you will get your new world order. To get your new world order, at least in Russia, she said. Do you know the teachings of Karl Marx? Do you know the teachings of Karl Marx? Question mark. That's the end of her. See? So now I come again, I might be fishing. And then I tell her this story that I told you before. Jenny? Is this, and now this is right though, because when anybody asks something important, it is interesting. I said that 1,000 times in my life, see? Jenny, I said, is this ever interesting? Then, talking about Karl Marx, You remind me of something. My Jenny, it is my dear Jenny. Some years before we met, I went to a vegetarian family into Dayton, Austria, by the name of Alois, I think. Alois was the name. Alois Wolf. With this Mr. Wolf and others, we went through Austria, all the way down to Vienna, selling the people's life insurance. Well, I was always working in his office too. I did not always go alone. I worked in his office and then I went out once in a while and did the orations. It was a very interesting job, but it lasted so long. But anyway, all the way down to Vienna. Selling the people of life insurance. Hello, yeah. We made every labor union hall we could get in. In every hall, Karl Marx pictures hung on the wall. So some fellow whose picture that was hanging in all the walls, he visited. He answered, we are socialists, social democrats, and that's our teacher. That was all I was prepared. And I was glad that I got an order in that hall and went my way. Do not remember. And then I said, I do not remember certain boys talk about this him. That you say. Well, then I said, well, let's watch Russia now. Maybe then I learn more. Well, it gives you some kind of a satisfaction to see how people lived here on Earth, but I wouldn't never have time now to read those things, see? I wouldn't have time enough to read in the first place. And can't read fast enough, especially in that. So now here, you keep on in a book like this. mit angehalten und stillen Blüten, dass euch gewiss den Sieg verschafft, der Nordens jugendliche Blüten, ihr Ostens himmelreiche Kraft. Now, okay, now he talks about a couple outfits, how nice they can fight. So one up on the And there we have, and I have these friends, Schultz.
Is it here?
Now let's just do something. And can you hear when I talk?
Yes, I can hear.
Huh?
What?
Can you talk when I... No, can you hear when I talk?
I'm not deaf.
Huh?
I'm not deaf. You are.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear every word I say.
Certainly. So, I've been listening for 12 hours.
Yeah, so I'm coming now again to evolution, how the world really is, and that's the way Goethe talk. That's the way Goethe show us. So here I was only 17 years old, and there was a fella by the name of Umbreit.
Umbreit?
Yeah, Umbreit. Oh, he was such a nice looking fella. You know, he has hands like babies and a mustache like this, you know. And so into that restaurant we went at night. You know, the restaurants over there, they're different. They're just like a family out there. So, I can sit down here.
Yeah, sit down.
So here, I go into the restaurant in the morning over there on 6th Street. What do you call these things? That's the drugstore on 6th and Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And so that there's a nice little girl there. Oh, she's already middle aged, but she's always so friendly to me. And I go down there, I know she's got talking, and I wanted something. By the way, I said, what is your name? What is your first name? She knows mine already. Helen. You know, that struck me funny. I said, your name is Helen? Now, isn't that a nice name? And I was thinking immediately of Umbreit. So Umbreit, he was not old either. He was 17, 18 years old. He had not been in the army yet. So now, this man and woman who run that little restaurant, that evening restaurant there, beer and whatever they sold, and Helen, and nice. I see that sweet girl today yet. Sweet looking girl, she's about like Gretchen enough in Faust, see? And, well, she was a nice girl and I liked that. I like nice girls, see? Smiling nicely, bringing you that beer and all of us. And you all must know how it doesn't be, but always young fellas.
You like to be waited on, I think.
Huh?
You like women to wait on you.
Yeah, I like women. I like women, but I do not want to hurt them. Already from youth on. So, because I had a sister like that too. Ida, sweetheart, No, woman, the heir of the woman. I read that already way on a woman, way back before I was 17 years old. And then my mother was a woman, wasn't she? Shit. Okay, that's the way okay, so, yeah. We went in another night, how fast anybody can make a woman pregnant.
How fast?
So, here she had been crying. And I couldn't ask her anything, because then I was not like now. Now I'm old enough, I can almost talk anything. to any woman, see? Now, for instance, Dorothy over there with those five children, just like Reggie. So you know, since I was always friendly to anyone, don't you like me? Don't you like me? So no, I was friendly. She had a little daughter there too. 6, 7 years I had to read to her. She couldn't read yet, see? Because I had to stay there once, a whole month, because the kid, the 12-year-old boy, he had burned himself. So he was all scratched up and had to go to the doctor, and the rest of them went to school. So I went there a whole, I had to go there a whole month one time and stay there. So then we talked again, and if who we liked, and oh, I like so-and-so, I like so-and-so. Well, don't you like me? I said, you? Why, I fell in love with you before I even saw you. Stuff like that, that's the way I talk, see? And now everybody takes the way I say things. But in the early years, you couldn't do that. No, they would believe that, what I once said. So anyway, so here Helen, and we went up on there every night. Oh, I didn't like this thing anymore now. My goodness, what is that nice, pretty girl? Now she has been crying all the time. So it didn't take very long, a few more days. That's why I asked, how long does it take to make one pregnant? Because she had to go home, and she come. Now wait a minute, I noticed. Bacharach. She came from Bacharach on the Rhine.
What?
Bacharach. That was the name of the town. Because she was pregnant. That's what her mother told me. And well, now I try to find out. Now of us 6 here, did anyone make that pregnant now, I thought to myself? And it was Umbright. And he disappeared. He went to London. Now I don't know if he ever wrote a letter to anybody. He wrote me a letter. Sooner or later, see? Maybe a month later. You know how I answered him? I said, Umbright, I tell you something. And I was only 17 years old, maybe I was 18 by that time. And a couple of years later, I had to go to the army. Now, I don't know, I don't know what to say, I told him. I don't know what to say, that young fellas like you get out making promises, or if you make promises, go away like this and leave Helen pregnant. Now, nobody is talking good about you here now, is it? They're cursing you. Can I tell you one thing? Umbright, I don't know what I would have done to you if you were from there to Ida, to my sister. I don't know what I would have done to you. I probably would have forced you to marry her. And I said, maybe I would shoot you right between the eyes. Oh my gosh. So you see, it was like that's why I call this thing a mirror. See? Now so look into the world and find out who you are. See? That's a. Of course, there's not much to look, because the working class is the same thing the world over. They don't have to look much. But it's the middle class. The real poor, you see, is really the worst of all. And then the ruling class, there are just a few. And they have made this bourgeoisie just the way they are, see? Now, I read a little bit in that book. I know the bourgeoisie. From A to C, I know what kind of crazy outfit that always was. That's why Germany would never go forward, because it would never go forward. The workers could not win, and right after that, then there, the First World War, the Social Democrats, you know what they did, and so down the line. Now, stop to work it and stop to work it and down that. What's all the middle class? Ooh, coming to the social, talking about the Social Democrats, when I remember, when I think of these times I went through, of course, I myself was always as I was. The minute I saw what was going on, I was in the Communist Party. Then I was in the Communist Party, see? Then I saw that is the only way to get into the new world. Well, they were already in it, half of them. Or Russia, and by that time China. So the Germans, they had an awful time. And if it wasn't for the Second World War, East Germany was still with the Russians today. Then the Russians took that part over and just simply put them into work. And thousands and thousands of them run over to the West. See? Run over to the West. It will be interesting if I live long enough to watch what's going to happen the next few years.
You ever see Elmer?
Hmm?
You ever see Elmer?
Elmer Foley?
Elmer Borman.
Oh, Elmer Borman. He's in that bookstore once in a while.
You ever see him?
Yeah, I saw him the other day.
How is he?
Oh, he's kind of sick too. I mean, he's got this stuff in his nose and whatever. He can walk all right. But I don't have no stuff like that in my stomach is working all right and everything else. I have to eat careful. I have to eat careful and not too much at one time, see? And just this. But this thing. And the ears, well, that I get, see, because Bradley, that's the guy who takes care of me, you know, he says, get that thing, pay for it. He told me the other day, see. The hospital boys, they told me that I would get these in a university hospital. We let you know. Well, that's already two months ago. I have to go to the hospital again and see that I at least get this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is awful, you know. But you can't hear the both.
You don't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Person has to holler for you before you hear.
Yeah. I don't like that thing in the ear, though, sticking in I hate that.
Oh, that's all right. You get used to it.
See, they said, this is the best, put this thing on, and it's connected. Because this thing needs, I can never see, and never again in my life, better than now. This came out as a fun evening, while I was still alive. It was in the 40s. I was in the 40s, 45 or 6 or 7. And so we had eaten some supper and I took the paper. Oh my God, it's from all of it. I can't see tonight. I can't read the paper. Just like that.
Strange.
Of all that. Well, if I by the way, get yourself some glasses. That was very natural to say that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Just in other things, too. One time, I was in Dickey, North Dakota. Well, I had stayed there with a family for 7 years, Walter and I, see? Because I always needed a good woman for taking care of him, see? so, but then, one winter time, we went downtown, and I bought cream from the farmers, you know, in those days, we bought cream from the farmer, tested it, and paid them for it, and then shipped it in. And I shipped it at that time to Zeus. No, not to Zeus. Zeus didn't buy it. Oh, to an outfit in Duluth. And